You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 188, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says you are a good girl because you are God's girl. And joining me on today's show is Pamela Smith. Pamela is an evangelist. She's an author, a life coach, as well as a speaker. And she has dedicated her diverse pursuits to elevating the spiritual lives of women all over the world. Now, her books, her life coaching, blog posts, social media posts, her t-shirts and speeches all encourage, equip and empower today's Christian entrepreneur to walk in their calling, build their business, tell their story, all to the glory of God. Now, on today's show, Pamela is going to share how to encourage yourself. You need to learn this. It's when you don't have any outward help that you realize there is an inner power, the Holy Spirit, that is always available to help. Did you know that? Well, today she's going to talk more about that. She's going to talk more about learning to put your heart in God's hand, as well as don't get caught up in a system, and so much more. Can't wait to speak to you. Welcome to the show, Pamela.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very humbled to be here today.
Oh, look, my pleasure. I love the topics that you're going to talk about today, because so often as entrepreneurs and Christian entrepreneurs, we can want to control everything. We've got plans and ideas and outcomes that we want to work towards. And then when things don't go quite as expected, we realize, you know what, we have not done what we're encouraged to do and told to do, which is to put God first always. So really looking forward to diving into that. But before we do, just share everyone briefly how you got into the business that you are in now. Was it something that you felt called to do, or were there various life experiences and situations that led you down the path to what you're doing today?
It was actually something that I got called to do. Got called into, felt the unction to start evangelizing. And I've always been a writer, even from a young girl. Mm-hmm. I would just sit in my room and write for hours and hours. And so when I got, you know, felt the unction to start evangelizing and drawing others to Christ, as we are all commissioned to do, I felt like writing would be a good tool to use to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And also because I've always kind of been shy of speaking, so I felt like writing would take the place of actually speaking, but God said, no, you're going to do both. The writing is okay, but I'm going to call you to actually speak as well.
I love that. And so if you look back to your journey when you started writing, what were some of the first things you did? And why I ask that is because someone may be listening or watching today that has, like you said, had an unction that, you know, they want to start sharing their message, their personal story, to empower and equip and encourage others in their faith too. And maybe they've got a skill in writing and a strength in writing, but they just don't know where to start. So what were the first few steps that you took to get you on the journey to where you are now?
Well, one of the first things I had to do was kind of shift what I was writing about, because when I would write as a young girl, it would mostly be just about my thoughts, my aspirations and dreams. But when I realized that I was going to be using writing as a ministry tool, mm-hmm. I had to kind of shift it to the more inspirational type of writing that would actually benefit the reader rather than just personalizing and making it about me. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I always do is pray before I write something that I'm going to publish or post or anything, because I do have to make sure, number one, that God is going to get the glory, and number two, whoever reads it is going to be edified. Mm.
Yes, so true. And so when you started to write these thoughts and as you said, glory to God and also edifying others or really encouraging them, was it on a blog or did you immediately start to put together chapters of a book? How did that writing come to pass?
Yes, I started writing on a book. And then from there, I realized people need daily encouragement. So I started blogging some. And then a lot of my blog posts, I'll break up into mini posts for like Facebook and social media.
Yes. Fantastic. And I think one of the key things that I'm hearing is you identified something that you felt really called to do, and then you just started taking action. You tweaked it slightly. You obviously had a strength in writing. You changed the focus a little bit to be more aligned with the ministry that you felt called to do, and you just started taking action. How long was it till you started to realize that it was not just writing, but now speaking? Was there a year? What was the time frame in between those two that you started speaking as well?
Honestly, it was immediate. I felt as if in my heart I was actually called to speak first. But again, me, myself, I wanted to use writing kind of as a way to get out of speaking. But God was like, no, you can do both. You can write as well, but you're going to speak. I did put out the writing, kind of market myself as a writer first, and then the speaking just kind of came along naturally with it.
Yes. And did you find that you went out and got support and training and education in speaking, or it was just something you started to do going to networking events, opportunities to speak? How did that speaking come to fruition?
The speaking came about with more so networking and a whole lot of self-study.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for sharing that, because I know so often we have an idea, we feel called, and there's a similar message that's coming over and over and over in our meditations and our prayer, that we really feel that we need to go in a certain direction and use a certain skill to become our ministry. Yet taking that idea and actually turning it into actual practical steps and doing it, there's a bit of a difference, isn't there? So I'm so glad that you shared that. Thank you so much. And here's one of the things that I think is so important, is learning to encourage ourselves, because so often we feel that we need to go on our own strengths and our own abilities. But when God requires of us or encourages us to make a step and a leap into something that we really feel uncalled, unqualified to do, He meets us there, doesn't He, with a level of strength and ability that we didn't even realize was possible. And you want to talk about this today. So what insights do you want to share around learning to encourage ourselves?
Well, one of the things I would like to share is, it's a point that we all must get to. It's very vital in your Christian journey, also as a Christian entrepreneur. And the reason it's so vital is because you won't always be able to find someone to encourage you, and not necessarily because they don't want to. Sometimes people are just not in a place to encourage you. They're dealing with their own issues. They're dealing with their own struggles. And so when we learn how to encourage ourselves, we realize that we don't necessarily have to seek outer help. Now, I do believe that God has designed it to where we can be there for one another, but there are just times when other people are just busy with their own individual lives that the timing may not be, you know, appropriate for them to help you. So when you learn how to encourage yourself, you know, you save yourself a lot of days of frustration and feeling like I can't find anybody. Oh, I don't have anybody to help me or to encourage me. And you ultimately realize that the inner power, the Holy Spirit, is always there, always willing and available to aid us. We just have to tap into it.
Yes. It's interesting that you say about tapping into it, because one of the things I think that many of us as Christians don't realize is the incredible power and empowerment and support that we can get from the Holy Spirit, yet we're not asking. So what's some insights? Maybe there's some things that you did or that through your studies you've learned that we really can lean in and ask. And of course, if it's to His glory, then it shall come to pass if it's in, you know, alignment with His will too. So what are some insights you can share around that, really tapping into that?
Well, it comes from believing in the Word of God, having a strong belief that the Word does work if we work it. Jesus, when He ascended into heaven, He said, "I go, but I am leaving you a Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit." And the Holy Spirit is our teacher, is our guide. So one of the insights that I can share is, if Jesus left us the Holy Spirit as our teacher, that means that we have the help that we need. The Bible also says, ask and you shall receive. So whatever it is that we need, if we ask in faith, we shall receive it. So if you ask the Holy Spirit for a particular thing or to lead you, guide you, that is the role of the Holy Spirit. So allow the Spirit to do His job and to help you. Simply ask.
So true. Let's speak a little bit about something that I know that I've often thought about too, and I think many other Christian entrepreneurs, and maybe you've had this as well, is how do we discern between the things that we do, like the practical steps, and the things that we need to leave up to God? Because I'll be honest and transparent to say there's certain things which I feel uncomfortable to do. For you, it was speaking, but God just continued to say, no, you need to get out there and start speaking. So there's certain things that I don't necessarily really enjoy doing in my business, and those are typically things that I will pray about, and the message back to me is, no, these are things that you need to do because I'm not going to do those. So how do you, that is that number one, is this something that you've not struggled with but had to overcome in your business and in your life, and what are some insights that you learned through doing that you can impart to others?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes it is hard to be able to distinguish between what God is calling us to do and just our own desires and our own wants and things that we want to do. One way that I have learned to distinguish is when it's God and it's something that I'm not being obedient to or not yielding to, I won't have any peace and clarity until I actually yield to that very thing that He's telling me to do. When it's me, it's more of a struggle and kind of like a self-satisfaction thing if I get it done. But I can look back and measure it by, did it help anyone else? You know, was God glorified in it? Because I believe that as Christian entrepreneurs and even as people in general, we can do a lot of good things that may not necessarily be God things. So we have to have that discerning spirit and just spending time with the Holy Spirit and understanding God's will for each of our own individual lives. And it will help to bring that clarity and that peace that I know for a fact that this is God. And this is just not me wanting to do this out of my own desires, my own wants, my own emotions. And that's another indicator that it's God, because you're not necessarily emotionally attached to it. Because we have to be careful. We can get caught up in our emotions and do things based off of emotions.
Yeah, I love what you're saying. And I'm reminded, you know, if I look back, because if I've got an idea and I've got an outcome and I've got a goal, well, I'll just sit there, I'll plan out what I need to do, the action steps that I need to do, and I'm in there, I'm taking action. And then it reminds me, hang on a second, have I actually prayed about this? Have I actually brought it before the Lord? Or have I just done what I normally do and just, you know, continue? We're driven. We kind of already know. And so for me, it is discerning and bringing it to Him and using, because this has been wired into us. This is the way in which we operate. For me, it's operating this way. And I think it's aligning and working, you know, the word coexisting, but you know what I mean, I hope, when I say that. It's that He is always there first and foremost and aligned with what I'm doing, so that I don't, you know, I'm not going off in this direction and He's kind of waiting there, waiting for me to turn back and go, hang on a minute, we need to go together. So anyway, that's something that I've certainly learned, and I'm reminded of as I'm rushing off to the next project or whatever that is. So that's a great, great reminder for us all. Let's talk about learning to put your heart in God's hand. That, again, is a lot easier sometimes said than done for many of us Christian entrepreneurs. Yes?
Yes, yes. It's a trust thing. It's also a faith walk. The Christian entrepreneur journey is a faith walk because we can't see the outcome. Some things that God will call us to do for his glory, it won't necessarily make sense to us. And sometimes we like to see the end result. We don't just trust the journey. We want to know, well, how is this going to turn out? Or we have in our mind that this needs to help a certain number of people, because if it don't, I really don't want to have anything to do with it. So we have to put our heart in his hand and trust that whatever he has called us to do, even if it impacts just one person, even if it changes only one person's life, it's for his glory, and it's the thing that he has called, that he has anointed us to do. So sometimes we have to take our hands off and allow God to fully have his way so that he can get the glory out of what it is that we're doing.
Yes. You know, one of my favorite Bible passages that I've come across, and probably in the last couple of months, and I'm reminded of constantly, is delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so for me, there's been a lot of learning in that. And sometimes it really takes time, because the character, and this is what we've said in many other shows and many other guests have confirmed this too, you know, the character that God is developing us, he needs us to have that character and strength for the next season, the next plateau, the next, you know, success that we're going to have in our business. And so one of the things that I've noticed, and I'd love for you, if you've had experience in this, that when you do, you realize that where he's taking you aligns with what you wanted anyway. It may be a different circumstance or situation, and one where you go, wow, I would never have thought that I would have loved to be involved in this. And you can really see God's guiding you into that. And had we continuously just had our own focus and not allowed God to have his hand in that, we would never have realized that this was something that we wanted. Have you found that to be true too in your life and maybe in your business as well?
Absolutely. Even with the speaking, again, I've always kind of been a shy person, and I really kind of rejected the idea of getting in front of people and speaking. But once I was obedient to God, I realized it is something. You know, I'm initially nervous when I get up in front of people, but after about the first 60 seconds, it's all gone. I allow God to have complete control, and I leave so fulfilled, so full of joy. And you're right, I realized that those desires that he put in me, or those desires that are in me, aligns with his perfect will for me. I just have to allow him to lead and realize that, hey, you know, speaking is not a bad thing after all. In fact, it was something that I really enjoyed doing.
And isn't it incredible that as we are right at the precipice, if you will, of that cliff where we have to take that step, and sometimes for some of us, you know, when we're thinking about speaking, I mean, let's face it, I mean, studies have been done that show that people fear speaking in some instances more than they fear death. It really can sum up a lot of nerves and anxiety. However, when you continue to do something, you realize, you know what, once the initial nerves have gone, I love the way that this is enabling me to connect, engage, educate, and empower others. And had you not done that, you may never have realized that, and you may have thought continuously, well, speaking is something that I don't really enjoy, so I'm not going to do. So a great lesson. So I'm wondering, a question I have for everyone listening or watching today: what is it that you're avoiding doing that maybe God is leading you to do, because this is going to be the next plateau or the next foundation upon which he's going to grow you? Trust in that and say yes, and he will meet you there, and report back. Let us know what it is. Maybe for you, it is speaking. So, Pamela, thank you for being a model, a role model in how God works in that way. Now, let's talk about something else. Now, I must admit, I love systems because systems keep me focused. It helps keep me on track because I'm the first one to put up my hand. If I don't have a system or don't have a routine, I can distract myself like no one's business. But we can get caught up in this. So what do you mean by that? Getting caught up in a system. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by getting caught up in systems is I think what's important for each of us to have that sometimes we may label as system is an organizational routine. Because I think it's important for all of us to be organized in our business and have a routine in order to get the task done that we need to get done. The systems I'm more or less speaking about is kind of the universal thing that kind of social media has kind of brought to the forefront of business owners, these systems where because so-and-so is doing it like this, then I need to do it exactly like that. And then what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to kind of get caught up in someone else's calling, someone else's assignment. And the system is pretty much cookie cutter, and it's not tailor-made to our calling or our assignment that God has called us to do. So I think there are some general principles that we should all, use in our business and make sure that we're getting done the things that we need to get done. But these systems, sometimes we have a misunderstanding of it, and we have the mentality that in order for it to work for me, then I need to do it exactly like someone else is doing.
Yes, so, so true. And in actual fact, I was reading in one of my devotions this morning, it's a study, a daily study by Christine Kane. And today she was speaking exactly into this. You know, are we focusing on what other people are doing rather than really working in our and staying in our own lane? And I think it's such a great reminder as business owners, particularly Christian business owners, we know without a shadow of a doubt that we were knitted in our mother's womb. He knows us. He created us. So he knows every single, thing about us, including our strengths, our gifts, our uniqueness. And I think when we often compare ourselves, and let's face it, it's something that we continuously do, if we're not mindful and if we don't monitor and we don't know the uniqueness and strength that God has really knitted into us, what would you say then is maybe something that you've learned or something that you're reminded of as you continue leaning into Him about discovering what that uniqueness is? Because I think that that is often a problem in itself. Is that there is no real deep self-awareness of what is unique about us, what makes us unique. And we need to do some exploring around that and leaning into Him and asking Him to reveal that to us, because otherwise we can continuously look at what other people are doing, which devalues who we are in Him. What are some insights that you'd love to share around this? Because I can sense that you've got some great ones.
Well, pretty much I can parallel with what you're saying is we need to spend time with God and ask God to reveal to us what it is that we should be doing. What are my strengths, God? I've searched, and maybe we're just not realizing what it is that what our strong points are, I'll put it like that. And so we need to spend time with Him and be clear and get clarity on what it is, because I think a lot of times what we do is when we're looking at what someone else is doing, and I'll say speaking, for example, if we see this other great speaker and we feel as if we want to speak, then we may go to God, oh, God bless my speaking business. So we're going to Him, asking Him to bless something that may not necessarily be our strong point. So we need that clarity from Him, spending time with Him and allowing Him to show us who we are, who He designed us to be, and in what way He wants us to serve the world or the people that He has called us to.
Yeah, so true.
That's pretty much
so
it.
True.
Spending time with Him.
Yeah, I love that. And it's a great reminder that often when we look at our business and there's certain aspects that we say yes to, taking on speaking opportunities, writing a book, all of that great stuff to really get our message out there, the answer may not be no, but not yet. You're not yet ready. And something that I learned, and I actually just created a show a couple of shows ago around how the Christian Entrepreneur podcast came to be last year, and I'll just very briefly mention it because it speaks into this beautifully. Towards the end of last year, I was thinking, I want to do something different. I really want to start inspiring other Christian business owners and sharing more about the faith, because for me, I'd kept my faith quiet. You know, if someone mentioned it or asked, I'd certainly share, but I wasn't quite open about it. And I thought, you know, and so one of my mentors, Sandy Krakowski, was saying in part of her a training she was doing, what can you do right now with the resources that you have right now, things that you can do? And I thought, okay, well, I can ask really good questions, love podcasting, love to hear other stories and share that. And then one thing led to another, and I thought, right, I'm going to start a podcast for Christian entrepreneurs. And then all of a sudden that idea was birthed. So sometimes it is just looking at what are we doing now that's quite that is impacting, even if we have not yet taken it to the level that we want it to be. But that skill, that strength, that innate ability is something that often we take for granted because it comes quite naturally, and we'll often negate it and go, oh, well, everyone can do that, which actually is not the case. And you blend that with your characteristics, with humor, with, for some of us, we've got a witty sense of humor, whatever that is. When we blend that all together, that is such a uniqueness that even if you're speaking about a specific topic that someone else may be, the way you talk about it and the experience you create, who you are when you share that message, that is your uniqueness, and that's why people resonate with you. And I think that that's such a great reminder. So don't get caught up in the system. Don't get caught up in how other people are bringing their message across. You've got a unique way. God's designed you that way. He created you that way, and we just need to find out what that is. Pamela, amazing conversation today. Thank you so much. Share a little bit more about the work you do and how people can get in contact with you.
Okay. I'm an evangelist. I'm also a certified Christian empowerment life coach, and I am a self-publishing consultant. So I help aspiring authors publish their work, help them market their work. And I can be found on social media, Instagram at Pamela Denise Smith. I can also be contacted via my website, www.pameladsmith.net.
Fantastic. And we'll put all of those links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE188. One of the things I'm doing, Pamela, for all of my guests as we close up the show is just finishing with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Pamela today and reminded of how important it is to lean into you, to recognize the immense power and resources that we can tap into through the Holy Spirit, Father. We just need to ask. We, of course, need to make sure that it is aligned with your will and that glorifies you in every way. So, Father, we just want to uphold Pamela and the mission and ministry that she is in for her clients. Will you continue to bless the work that she is doing, which, of course, is to ultimately glorify your name. Father, we also want to just extend a prayer to people who are listening or watching today, maybe even the recording, that if they've felt that, yeah, what Pamela was saying today is really important and something that they need to really dive in more deeply, that they will certainly reach out to her and get the support that they need so that they can continue to impact the world with their message, with their story, and ultimately glorify you in the process. Father, we just want to ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pamela, for the work that you do, for the message that you're sharing, and for the courage of speaking today, because, you know, as we do, and you would know this is so true as well, when we do, we just don't know who is listening and who's watching that needed to hear that message. And I tell you what, I'm sure that you get tingles when someone says, what you said's given me hope, and it's given me a realization that I can do this too with his support and his help. And isn't that what just continues to have us step out and share that message? And I really can get that sense. So continued blessings in all the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your work. And thank you so much for having me. God bless all that you do.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by PodcastingWithPurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.PodcastingWithPurpose.com/mini-training. That's PodcastingWithPurpose.com/mini-training.